This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Dodge, and they've got a brand new commercial out. It's all I can say, probably one of the best car commercials I've seen in a long, long time. And their new slogan, by the way, is domestic, but not domesticated. Very funny stuff. We appreciate Dodge. Josh Hancock on the line with me. A little Lady Gaga in the background. Poker face. He's always playing poker face with me. I never know what he's talking about, if he's telling the truth. Never can tell with Josh.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, never can tell with you.
Really? Really? Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead. What do you got going on?
So Lady Gaga gets pulled over the other day. Now, she just got her license. Now it would be about a month ago.
Wait a minute.
Amazingly.
You mean for the first time in her whole life?
Yeah, she's a New Yorker.
Oh, well, there you go.
But the bigger news is she gets pulled over in a 93...
Hold on. You know, it's funny to us, right, that people from New York, or New York City, we'll call it, don't get their driver's license till. But I have a dear friend who is the biggest car guy I've ever met, never got his driver's license until he was 38. And I said to him, I go, dude, what happened? I mean, you know, were you, like, locked up? They have chains on you? I would drag a building down to the DMV to get my license. And he says, in New York City, you don't need a driver's license because you don't need a car because you don't have one because you can't even afford parking in the parking garage. Anyway, that's the point of – so it's not that odd that she doesn't, you know.
We did a big story, if you remember, Alan, on the research about why kids are not getting their driver's licenses these days.
Yeah, but that's because been too long ago. I don't remember.
This was 39 years ago that we did this story.
Exactly.
Not 39 months ago.
Right.
The fact is that two-thirds of the kids of age to get their licenses are not. It used to be two-thirds of the kids of the proper age did get their licenses. Now it's two-thirds do not get their licenses.
Wow, isn't that sad?
And the number one reason is social media on the computer.
Yeah. Listen,
need to go anywhere to socialize.
Right. And I'm finding that because of all the social media, you know, the Facebook and all the different things that everybody's doing, that even I'm watching less TV. And when I do watch TV, it's not appointment television where I, you know, show up at 8 o'clock because my favorite show starts at 8 o'clock. I don't give a dang when it starts. We record it. And then we play it when we want. And we usually zip through the commercials like 99% of everybody. That's why everything in the world is changing when it comes to entertainment. So back to that. But so Lady Gaga got her driver's license, finally. She got pulled
over. Lady Gaga got her license. Yes. She gets pulled over in a 93 Ford F-150 Lightning.
Right.
Red.
That's a bizarre one for her.
Well, you know what? This tells me that she has a car advisor, and I actually tried to find out, and I couldn't right away of who's giving her advice on cars, because she's got some interesting cars. Now, before she had her license, she owned an R8, a Rolls-Royce, and a McLaren before she had her license.
Right, and then she goes to a Ford pickup, which is really an interesting
place.
And
then she goes to a Ford pickup. She goes to a Nova SS from the 60s, late 60s, like a 69 Nova SS, which we know is a great car, but somebody picked that car for her.
Yeah, they're positioning her in perhaps enthusiast cars, because for those who know what a Ford Lightning is, it's a supercharged Ford pickup, typically short bed, two-wheel drive, a little bit souped up, but it's a little bit of a sleeper. I wouldn't mind having one myself.
But it's made for speed. It's a high-performance truck.
Right, supercharged. Nice little machine. I would, if somebody has one, call me. I'd like one.
And then the other vehicle she got was a 70s. No, it was a 60s El Camino.
I have one. I have one listener. She goes, one listener writes a letter. What car does Alan not own, or has he not owned? And to those who understand, I was a car dealer for 15 years. I've owned 5,000 cars, maybe 10,000. You lose count at some point, but I actually currently own a 69 El Camino right now, everybody. So anyway, I'm just tracking now, with Lady Gaga.
I think I knew that, but at what stage is that car?
Say, of what?
At what stage? I mean, is it on blocks?
Wow. Hold on, back to Lady Gaga again for a moment, because the answer is, what are you, a visionary there? Is it on? Of course it's on blocks. The body's off the frame. The engine's in the shop. I don't even know where half the parts are. They're in a trailer somewhere. It's a project. We're going to take a break. We'll add Brian Moody to this mix from Auto Trader. Stay with us. It is The Drive.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.